This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Egyptian media cite progress in truce talks as Israel downplays chances of an end to the war with Hamas. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Egyptian state media reports noticeable progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel as a delegation of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Cairo. Pressure is now mounting to reach a deal. Gaza's humanitarian crisis is dramatically escalating, while Israel insists it will launch an offensive into Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Egyptian and American mediators are reporting signs of compromise, with Egyptian media saying consensus is reached on many disputed points, but chances for a ceasefire deal remain entangled with the question of whether Israel will accept an end to the war without Hamas being destroyed. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
In Charlottesville, Virginia, at the University of Virginia, pro-Palestinian protesters faced off with police as U.S. colleges brace for more turmoil during graduation festivities. According to video obtained by Reuters, police in riot gear closed in on protesters, pushing them back the field, shields, and firing tear gas. Police have so far arrested more than 2,000 protesters at colleges around the country. Russia has put Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on its wanted list. That's according to Russian state media, citing the Interior Ministry's database. As of Saturday afternoon, both Zelensky and his predecessor featured on the ministry's list of people wanted on unspecified criminal charges. Commander of Ukraine's ground forces was also on the list. Russian officials did not immediately clarify the allegation against any of the men. Independent Russian news outlet claimed Saturday that both Zelensky had been listed since at least February. This is VOA News. Drone footage obtained by the Associated Press shows the devastation inflicted on the Ukrainian village. It has been a target for Russian forces as they continue to advance in the Donetsk region in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's military has acknowledged that the Russians have gained a foothold in the village with a pre-war population of about 3,000, but says that fighting continues. No building appears to have been left untouched by the fighting. Most houses, apartment blocks, and other buildings look damaged beyond repair, and many houses have been pummeled into piles of wood and bricks. The worst heat wave in recent memory in the semi-arid Sahel exposed the struggle of junta-led countries such as Chad and Mali. It has been a struggle to guarantee basic services when the need for water and electricity is most acute. Reuters' Olivia Chan with more.
Recent outages have stoked frustration with the Malian and Chadian military authorities in some quarters, increasing social tensions when both countries stand at a political crossroads. A presidential vote in Chad on Monday is expected to cement Mohamed Idriss Deby's grip on power following 2 years of rule after his father's death. Critics say the poll is a facade to legitimize Deby's rule and will not reflect the wishes of voters. According to climate scientists, the April heat wave led to a surge of excess deaths in Bamako's Gabriel Touré Hospital. Thousands others are likely victims across the region, the climate scientists added. Officials from the governments of Chad and Mali did not respond to multiple requests for comment.
Indian Foreign Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar on Saturday rejected U.S. President Joe Biden's comment that xenophobia was hobbling the South Asian nation's economic growth.
We are actually not just not xenophobic, we are the most open, most pluralistic, and in many ways, here, the most understanding society in the world.
Earlier this week, he also added, secondly, that there was some talk about economic performance. He said, as you know, our GDP is at 7%. You can check other people's GDP, check the growth rate, and you will get the answer. Biden had said xenophobia and China, Japan and India was holding back growth in their respective economies, as he argued migration has been good for the U.S. economy. Australian officials say a 16-year-old boy armed with a knife has been shot dead by police after he stabbed a man in the west coast city of Perth. I'm Tommy McNeil.